9.5. Tires. Tread depth of pneumatic tires. What is a pneumatic tire? Basically, it is any tire filled with air, such as the ones on a car or bicycle. You've probably heard people say, your tires are bald. Well, that means there's not enough tread on them. Texas regulates the amount of tread that you must have on your tires. Texas law requires that all pneumatic tires on passenger vehicles have at least 1/32 of an inch tread depth in any two adjacent grooves. The measurement of tread depth shall not be made where tire bars, humps, or fillets are located. You can gauge the depth of your tire treads by inserting a penny into the tread. If you can see Lincoln's entire head, it's time for you to get new tires. If your tread depth is less than 1/32, then you may not operate your vehicle on a highway. The only exception is if you become disabled, for example, get a flat, and temporarily install a spare tire. Snow tires must be 6/32 of an inch tread depth at all points in all major grooves on snow tires used in lieu of traction devices in posted traction device control areas. Your tires should be inflated to produce maximum contact between the tires and the road. Overinflation will decrease that contact area, reducing traction. Underinflation will put pressure on the sidewalls of the tires and raise their temperature, which could cause a blowout. You should check tire pressure daily, and you should also check for wear on the treads. You should also equalize the wear on your tires by having them rotated every 12,000 miles. Keep in mind that tire tread depth rules are different for other types of vehicles. Trucks of 3 or more axles that are more than 10,000 pounds gross, buses, school buses, trailers and semi-trailers, or any truck, or any combination of a truck and any other vehicle transporting hazardous materials, they all must have a tread depth of 4/32 of an inch at all points in all major grooves on tires mounted on the steering axle, and 2/32 of an inch tread depth at all points on all major grooves on all other tires on the axles.